Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about smart ways to grow your money. Today we're diving deep into Banco Bradesco, ticker BBD, one of Brazil's biggest banking players that's been showing real signs of a comeback. If you're into financial services and looking for exposure to emerging markets with a solid dividend angle, stick around because this one's got layers worth unpacking. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. Bradesco has been navigating a tough macroeconomic environment in Brazil for years, dealing with credit shocks and shifting interest rates, but recent quarters show it's moving past those hurdles. The stock has delivered impressive returns lately, up over 96% in the past year, outpacing a lot of peers in the regional bank space. That momentum ties into growing optimism from analysts who've recently bumped it up to a buy rating, pointing to better earnings prospects ahead. Bradesco isn't just another bank. Founded back in 1943 and headquartered in Osasco, Brazil, it serves millions of individuals and businesses with everything from traditional loans and deposits to insurance, investment products, and digital banking services. Under CEO Marcelo de Araujo Noronha, the company employs around 72,000 people and runs a massive balance sheet exceeding 2 trillion reais in total assets. Its insurance arm stands out as a consistent profit driver, helping diversify away from pure lending risks, while the core banking operations focus on controlled growth and healthier credit portfolios. Revenue trends tell an interesting story of recovery and scale. Looking at full-year figures, revenue climbed sharply to around 342 billion reais in 2025, from 250 billion the prior year, reflecting stronger loan volumes and fee income as the economy stabilized. Gross profit margins have held in the low 30s% range recently, supported by better asset quality and a shift toward higher margin products like insurance and wealth management. While geographic breakdowns aren't super granular here, the bulk stays tied to Brazil's domestic market, where Bradesco's vast branch and digital network gives it a competitive edge in capturing everyday banking needs. On the earnings front, the turnaround is clear. Net income jumped to 23.2 billion reais for fiscal 2025, up from 17.3 billion in 2024, with diluted EPS reaching 2.19 reais compared to 1.63 the year before. That improvement stems from tighter risk controls, lower provisions for bad loans, and steady contributions from the insurance segment. Return on equity sits around 13% trailing 12 months, a solid step forward, though still not at peak levels for the sector. The company has also kept dividends attractive, with a trailing yield near 7.3% that makes it stand out for income-focused investors. Management commentary from the latest earnings call highlights cautious optimism. They emphasize that credit quality has stabilized, with risk indicators moving in the right direction, while digital initiatives continue to drive efficiency and customer acquisition. The insurance business delivered strong results with over 5 billion reais in contributions and a 22% return on allocated equity, reducing reliance on traditional banking spreads. Executives noted they're balancing growth with prudence amid Brazil's evolving rates and inflation backdrop, focusing on selective lending and profitability over aggressive expansion. Overall, the tone suggests the re-rating story remains alive as operations normalize. Digging into the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets have grown steadily to over 2.3 trillion reais, funded largely by customer deposits and wholesale funding. Equity stands at about 178 billion reais, supporting a debt-to-equity ratio around 4.7 that reflects the leveraged nature of banking. Operating cash flows show typical bank volatility tied to loan originations and deposit movements, but free cash flow generation supports consistent dividend payouts. Key metrics like a price-to-earnings ratio near 8.5 times and price-to-sales under 0.6 times look reasonable given the earnings recovery trajectory. From a valuation standpoint, Bradesco trades at a discount to some global peers with that forward PE in the mid-single digits over the next couple of years. Price to book feels compelling too, given the improving return profile. Compared to new holdings, it offers more established scale and dividends, while NU brings faster digital growth. The recent analyst upgrade to buy reflects expectations that earnings delivery could close the valuation gap, especially if Brazil's economy cooperates with steady GDP and contained inflation. Turning to the strategic picture, strengths include that robust insurance franchise delivering high returns, recovering net income, and a vast distribution network that supports sticky customer relationships. Weaknesses center on still moderate ROE levels and sensitivity to Brazil's interest rate cycles. Opportunities lie in further digital penetration and cross-selling insurance to banking clients as the middle class expands. Threats include regulatory shifts, competition from fintechs, and any renewed credit deterioration if economic conditions sour. The overall setup positions Bradesco for gradual re-rating but not explosive near-term upside without clear catalysts. Looking at the price action, the stock has ripped higher over the past year with strong momentum across multiple timeframes, including 45% gains over 6 months and solid outperformance versus the broader financial sector. Short-term charts show it consolidating after that run, with support levels holding as investors digest earnings beats and the buy rating. Volume has been healthy, suggesting real conviction behind the move rather than just noise. For intrinsic value, discounted cash flow models aren't the best fit for banks like Bradesco because their business revolves around managing deposits, loans, and net interest margins rather than traditional free cash flows. That said, running a simplified view using earnings power and normalized growth points to fair value in the low to mid $4 range per ADR share when factoring in a conservative 10 to 12% cost of equity. Cross-checking with dividend discount approaches and peer PB multiples lands in a similar ballpark, implying the current price around 3.75 offers some margin of safety for long-term holders, though it's not screaming cheap after the recent rally. Wrapping this up, Bradesco looks like a compelling recovery play in Brazilian banking with improving fundamentals, an attractive dividend, and reasonable valuation that could reward patient investors as profitability normalizes. It's not without risks tied to the local economy, but the upgrade momentum and operational progress make it worth watching closely. As always, do your own research and consider how it fits your portfolio. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped. Subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.